From Washington, this is VOA News. UN envoy for Syria, Brahimi, resigns. And Nigerian spot kidnapped girls in a Boko Haram video. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has announced he has accepted the resignation of UN Arab League envoy on Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi. VOA's Margaret Bashir has details.
Ambassador Brahimi's resignation has been anticipated for some time. The elder statesman has frequently been rumored to be quitting his post and said recently that if elections take place in Syria on June 3rd, that his job to negotiate a political settlement and establish a transitional governing body would be pointless. The UN chief said he regretfully accepted the envoy's resignation effective May 31st. No successor has been named. Brahimi said he is very sad to leave Syria still mired in crisis, but that he believes it will be resolved. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The conflict in Ukraine escalated dramatically today when pro-Russian separatists ambushed a Ukrainian military armored column, killing 7 soldiers and wounding 7 others. Ukraine's defense ministry said a group of 30 rebels, whom it referred to as terrorists, attacked the armored column on the outskirts of a village 20 kilometers from the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. The incident took place the same day Germany's foreign minister traveled to Ukraine to push for a negotiated solution to the country's crisis. A Nigerian state governor says all of the girls seen in a video released by Boko Haram are students of the school that was attacked by the militants. The Borno state governor said 54 girls in the video have been identified by name, while the rest were identified as girls who were at the government girls' secondary school in the town of Chibok. He spoke today after organizing a showing of the video for the Chibok community. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is deeply concerned that China placed an oil rig in an area of the South China Sea, also claimed by Vietnam. The comments come as Beijing's army chief begins a trip to the U.S. It's part of efforts to increase U.S.-China military cooperation and reduce maritime tensions. Europe's highest court has ruled that people may ask internet companies to remove information about them if they can show it is irrelevant or excessively personal in nature. The decision was handed down by the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg. The ruling stems from a case brought against the internet search giant Google. The EU's Advocate General said last year that search engine operators were under no obligation to honor requests to remove information from search results. Jordan's ambassador to Libya was released today after being detained by his kidnappers for close to a month. Edward Uranian reports.
The small crowd of Jordanian officials and family members clap to celebrate the return of kidnapped diplomat Fawaz Al-Aitan at Amman's military airport after what he described as a difficult 4-week detention in Libya. He says that the deal was concluded between various Jordanian and Libyan intermediaries and the conflict was solved peacefully, honorably, and in a civilized manner. But he joked the ordeal was still a kidnapping. He explained that he was being held by the family of a Libyan detained in Jordan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Multiple car bombs have exploded in the majority Shiite areas of Iraq's capital, killing at least 25 people and wounding 75 others. At least 8 explosions hit Baghdad today. The bombs left charred cars and damaged buildings in the Sadr City neighborhood as well as in downtown Baghdad. Prosecutors at the trial of South African runner Oscar Pistorius have called for him to undergo a mental evaluation after a defense witness said he had an anxiety disorder. If granted by the court, the request for a 30-day psychiatric evaluation could delay Pistorius's murder trial. The presiding judge said she would rule on the request on Wednesday. Earlier, a forensic psychiatrist testified that Pistorius had general anxiety disorder, a chronic condition that causes fear and worry. Defense lawyers could use her testimony to bolster their claim that the runner's shooting of his girlfriend was accidental. This is VOA News.